Before we begin this Fairly Town show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. As we all know, that the elections are coming up, and it seems like there is a lack of representation in local and state government of persons with different abilities, when in fact there should be more people in office that have different abilities, because it would definitely get rid of that stigma that is attached as it relates to different abilities and what is the norm for being in office in any political role. How do you feel about the lack of representation in a political scope?
Okay. Yeah, it's like, it seems like people, like, play politics instead of, like, seeing people who are disabled, like, represent people.
Oh, yeah.
They seem like they just represent themselves.
Or represent whomever is funding them, too.
Right. Right.
Which, majority of the time, those who are in office, they're doing it may not be doing it for the right reason.
Yeah, like
the having the right reason behind it.
They probably want to make like more money for themselves.
Very true.
Instead of like serving the people.
Which does not help when there's
any right.
When there's so much more to offer. And the fact that there's a lack of representation does show how much people are underrepresented. Without, yes, there are occasions where people run for local office, have different abilities, but it's a rarity.
Yeah.
One example is Noah, who which we had him on the show, which definitely showed, which he was speaking about situations going on in Minnesota with discrimination. And it shows if someone could run for office, and which is a big deal, and have a leadership role, what are the chances that more people will feel more empowered to try to run for office and take on a leadership role? Because it's not just it's a task that people should see people of all walks of life trying to do for their communities. And it's quite upsetting, in my opinion.
Yeah. Because we need to be represented now more than ever.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you can have someone in office who knows about the struggle.
Like, who knows all, like, the legal, the legality of disability, like, that did not come out right, did it?
It may not have
come out right. The struggles of being disabled, that's what I was trying to get at.
I get what you're saying. It's a big deal. How could you even just think that it's okay? There's a lot that goes on. And when you're unable to have a have someone on your side to even just say, wouldn't it be good to have X, Y, and Z?
Right.
Or maybe there should be more involved with how people handle their situations, with how people actually want to improve the quality of life, not be in a situation that is, undesirable.
Not being in a situation where you're close to being broke.
Yeah. And I look at that as going, maybe there should be a there should be more consideration, more help with trying to get more, having the ability to just to be able to show what is reasonable, and not just saying, oh, this is what's acceptable.
Like, this is acceptable, even though it's not really acceptable.
Mm-hmm. And more should be done, because you wouldn't know how much more could someone do, and how could someone just think people want help. All well and good. But at what cost is it acceptable for someone to feel like it could be something undesirable
for
them, because how? There needs to be some
writing the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't know the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this is all fine and dandy. Like, even though they don't really know it, it's really hurting people.
Right.
We need more of these people with different abilities.
Oh, yeah. No questions asked. Because that will only show what this is actually going to do, and how successful are people going to be in life if they don't have the proper support as well.
Right.
Even if someone was in office that had different abilities on a state and local level, there are ways of gaining more aid or more money to your local area, all because you know what the needs are for a group of people, too. It's not just a one-size-fits-all situation. It's a let's make a difference and see what goes on.
Like, now, let's see what happens. Like,
yeah. Because the more people who are willing to see that it's a good thing for it, it's a need for people to actually continue to be in office and focus on a community that is underserved and is forgotten about. And in state office, the only time that people with different abilities are thought of when it comes to mating a budget and when they say, let's cut programs. If someone was in office who could potentially have this, know about the programs and has used them, wouldn't they basically say how much of a disservice it is for potentially cutting those programs?
I mean, it's hard enough as it is out there.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, trying to find a job when you have a disability, it is very tough. And why don't you have any help?
It goes beyond jobs. It's what services could they come up with that are better than the ones that they have that gives people with different abilities dignity without feeling like they're considered less than. Or like it's just no big deal.
Because we don't want to feel less than.
Mm-hmm.
We want to feel equal.
Yeah. And if you could, and if there could be services that could be created that could give people dignity, that's a big deal. Not just let's just come up with anything under the sun to try to and put a Band-Aid on it. That's not needed. Band-Aids on the situation are not needed.
Yeah, we don't need a Band-Aid here.
What we need is an actual long-term plan that could better suit those in our communities that don't want to feel like they're a burden or people don't understand. There's a lot of times where people don't understand. Now, on the other hand, in the UK, they're going down a path of lack of diversity in TV because they feel that they don't want to overexpose. Those in the entertainment industry feel that they don't want to ask those with different abilities to act in those roles because the shows and executives feel that it's not the best. It would reduce their budget, which is unfortunate when people are wanting to act, are wanting to go out and do something that they want to do. They want to be a part of it. How is that acceptable?
It's like we don't want to pay them because they got a different ability, which is messed up. They see us.
Mm-hmm.
As a liability, I should say.
Yeah. Or how could someone do the role that has a different ability? Oh, it will take more time. It will cost more money. But the fact that there are shows out there currently here in the States that are doing it, yes. How many shows are currently on that actually has persons with different abilities on air currently?
Ooh, I can't. See, I think recently I think Born This Way.
Okay.
Ooh, hello.
They're still currently on.
Teddy.
A&E did
a documentary called The Employables.
Mm-hmm.
which is like
okay.
people with autism and Tourette syndrome trying to find a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to know what shows actually had people with disabilities featured and not characters. I mean, I want to know.
These are actual people.
Right. Speechless currently end it. And
see, I don't know about Atypical or not. I think that might be an actor. I don't know.
No, he's on the spectrum. Atypical
yeah.
does. Game of Thrones just ended. There were several acts. Peter Dinklage was on it. RJ Mitty.
That was a huge show.
There's actually someone on Stranger Things that has a different ability. And Fargo, okay. There's like
Fargo, no.
Yeah.
So they're actually like few and far between.
Yeah. I'm currently looking it up and I'm trying to find people who are currently on series with different abilities, and it's very difficult. When
Like the networks, they all seem like they're non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
It's either cable or streaming.
Yeah. And the fact that those that have been involved, it's become a... It's definitely a challenge to think of series that actually have actors with different abilities on it. Here in the States and abroad. Because how many times does it actually show? What are the chances that more actors will get these roles? When it's very unlikely. Because Hollywood and different production houses feel that persons of different abilities shouldn't have those roles. If they're able to audition, there's a reason why they're there. If someone could give them a shot, why not?
Like, they give us a chance.
Mm-hmm. Because the more people who have different abilities are on screen, more people are going to see themselves and feel like they're not just
they're not just like a burden or
mm-hmm.
maybe like I could do that.
Right.
I could try that.
Yes, it could be harder. Yes, it could be difficult.
I didn't say it would be easy, but you work at it.
Yeah.
And maybe you just might get it.
Yeah. That's what counts. Yes, things aren't easy for us with different abilities, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to work hard to get where we want to be and go in life. Yes, there could be bumps in the road, but who
there will be bumps in the road.
Yeah. And what's the chance? Yeah, sorry about that.
We just gotta roll right over them.
Oh, yeah. And
don't let them get in your way.
And disabilities doesn't define who we are. And if someone's able to actually say, hey, we're actually seeing people with actors actually doing something awesome and just showing their craft, then why not? You're silly if you're just going to forgo an opportunity to have an actor that may not have a big name that could be different from every other actor on set. It will ultimately help. It will ultimately be a big deal. And you'll be tapping into a market that is not, that has not been tapped into. These people, we go to the movies.
Yeah.
How many times could you go and see a movie and there's all walks of life in there?
It seems like it's there.
Why not?
It seems like there's a lot, we're getting there.
Mm-hmm. More time, the ability to have actors be in movies, no matter what ability they have, is only going to show that the stigma is not there anymore between Hollywood and the mainstream media is actually going to take notice of this industry of this group of people that hasn't been tapped into, and a market that literally has been ignored.
It's like we have. There is a market out there.
Mhm.
It's like we just got to tap into it.
Mhm. This could be this is a big change that's coming. And the fact that people are starting to speak out about it would also mean that there's a big difference in what is actually
I know it's going to be a high risk, but you take that risk, you never know.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is something that people should consider. And on that note, we will be back next Monday and at 10 p.m. And we'll see you then.
Good night, everybody.
Yes.
Stay warm.
Yes. And don't forget, if you have not been used to by changing back to standard time, we hear you and we get it. And definitely enjoy this fall weather or not.
Almost winter.
Yeah. So at that point, we're off. Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.